Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, Reiki, energy practitioner, teacher, and medium, and author of The Living Spirit, which shares stories of spiritual awakenings, spiritual communication, healing energies, miracles, and ways to go within to find your energetic and higher self. Today, I am delighted to welcome Amy Major, author of Toward the Light, a light worker who assists trapped souls and earthbound ghosts to find their way home. Stories of ghosts and hauntings have often frightened people in the past, but now with a better understanding of the afterlife by so many people and by so many writers and television shows and movies, and we are becoming more able to understand that earthbound spirits, ghosts, are people just like ourselves in need of help with the problems they face, and we can begin to use spirit communication to counsel and aid the deceased in crossing over and to understand the world of spirit from a ghost's perspective. Hello, Amy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Amy, you know, as listeners of Healing From Within are so well aware, my guests and I share our intimate stories and insights into the dual nature of life, our physical or outer world life, and our inner or energetic soul life. And we investigate the metaphysical world beyond the five senses so we may awaken to the enormous possibilities life holds for each of us when we begin to go within and discover the multidimensional facets of our being and discover our intuition and a greater awareness of our human and spiritual potential. In today's episode, Amy will share her unique gift to help rescue spirits who have, for many reasons, been unable to make the transition beyond this physical life when it was their time to cross over. Amy is a specialized medium in the area of spirit rescue, and she helps souls who have chosen to remain in exile, who are unable or unwilling to cross over into the afterlife. Amy is a trained psychic and medium, and for more than 20 years has studied about the paranormal and spiritual fields, and she introduces rescue mediumship. And this book is the first and only guide dedicated entirely to spirit rescue and freeing the deceased from their self-imposed exile on earth. There are different specialties that mediums develop over time and choose to work with, and we will talk about that later. Amy, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and an experience or event or person who may have helped them discover values or abilities and interests that were already present and that have guided them to the life they are living now.
I think more than an actual physical person, because my family was very close-minded. They were not spiritual, religious, and they never talked about the afterlife. I actually was guided and mentored by spirits and by my guides throughout my whole childhood. I was having conversations with them from a very early age. I would say probably from 3 or 4 years old, and actually talking with these voices that I would hear in my mind, and I would ask questions and they would answer, and they would, you know, comfort me at times or help inspire me or guide me in the right direction. And they were pretty much my teachers throughout my entire childhood into adolescence. And that's when I started taking development classes. They kept pushing me in the right direction and what to do and how to develop and what to focus in on. And I didn't even believe it at first. I didn't even think that they were guides or spirits. I just thought it was just a voice in my head telling me what to do, like a subconscious, voice inside me. So I never really knew exactly what these voices were until later on in life.
You know, Amy, My childhood was exactly the same. And like your father, he believed that you no longer existed after you died. I also had a sense we were not alone, and I was very inquisitive about God and angels and not so much the afterlife as a child. But I really didn't fear death because I kind of knew they were always around us, the people we loved, in some way, in some state, in some form. And as I got a little older, I studied philosophy and religion, not in a religious sense, but just to understand the thinking, why people were afraid of so many things, when actually I was only afraid of what they told me to be afraid of. Other than that, I knew there were possibilities that were so expansive, and I also heard the voice in my head, and I followed it because it was good sense and good advice, and I just thought it was me sort of like encouraging myself to do good for people, to be good, do good, and be happy and be productive and be loving. And it took me a long time to put the pieces together. So we were lucky that we, even though we didn't come from a family who could help us, they also didn't hinder us too much. They left us alone so we could find our own way forward. And that's a great thing. So what is spirit rescue? It's a very specialized area of working with energy and spirit. And we have seen it on television shows like The Ghost Whisperer. But give us a better explanation of it.
Spirit rescue has many different forms. It's a lot of it is dealing with earthbound spirits, those spirits that have decided for one reason or another not to make the full transition into the higher states of reality, or what people call heaven or the other side or crossing over. And they've decided, or they don't know that they've died. They can't make that decision because they're not aware of what's happened to them. There's many different reasons, which I explain in my book. Just again, these reasons are generalized reasons. There's so many more than those. And we work with these spirits. We sort of communicate with them. We help counsel them through their issues, and we guide them and aid in their transition to the other side. And that's a big part of spirit rescue, is dealing with these spirits. But we also have other things that we do within our practice. Most of the time, people think that they have a haunted house, and in fact, they don't. They actually have a lot of what we call residual energy, and that is energy that's left behind after like event happened, or maybe somebody was there and they had a lot of emotion or a lot of energy that was emitted out from them, and it sort of leaves this imprint in the area that you're in. And every time you walk into it, you sense it, you feel it, you hear things, you see things, you can actually see what that imprint was. It could be in the form of an apparition, it could be sounds, it could be footsteps, it could be anything, or it could just be like a really heavy, dark cloud in your bedroom, and all of a sudden you think that your house is haunted. Well, as a spirit rescue medium specializing in spirit rescue, we will go in and we'll clear out this energy from your home. We'll neutralize the space or make it a positive energy, and we'll clear it out, and that way you don't feel like your house or your space is haunted or feel like there's negative energy in your home. So we do a lot of clearing work too, along with actually working with these spirits.
Well, Amy, as far as residual energy goes, everything we say or do, every thought gives off a vibration, and our emotions, either positive or negative, create residual energy. When I was learning 20 years ago, well, I was thinking of opening up an office to do Reiki energy healing and mediumship work, and she came into the office and she walked into different rooms. And she felt the energy and she said, this would not be a good place for you to work. And when we came to a room that she thought was good for me, she said, this is it. And I had already been offered that room. So I wondered at that point how she did that. And as time went by, our abilities enhance and we change. And now I am able to feel it. And I liked very much the way you gave that handprint reference in the book. When a handprint is put on a table or a surface, If it's very strongly imprinted and you take a certain type of camera or infrared light, you will be able to see it. And energy feels like that to sensitive people. Good energy feels light, like dancing and moving and rainbow colors. And heavy energy for a sensitive person like you and I might feel like pressure on the chest or the head or walking through muck, because it exerts a vibration or an energy. And as we work with energy and learn more about it, we are able to experience it in these physical ways. But energy is not really good or bad. It just is what it is, and our perception of it, if we have fear, will make it seem like it's bad, because everybody wants to go from a state of fear to love. And a lot of these spirits that might be left behind might be working on issues of that. They might have problems or people they don't want to leave, that they wish to resolve situations with before they cross over. And so you will feel that energy being emanated from them. And we're going to go on to why do these ghosts or spirits remain behind? Well, I just said some of them are living in a state of fear or feel they did not complete something, and they might not cross over. I'd like to tell you a story. My sister passed about 4 months ago, and she really didn't have much understanding of what we're talking about, though I tried very hard to give it to her. So I was at an unfolding meditation group, which I run, and one of the mediums at the group saw my sister at the time of her passing, and she said my father was calling for her to come, but she had a hard time because she was confused about what was happening and fearful. And I'm happy to say now that she was able to make the transition, because I had a spiritual visitation from her during a dream, and I saw her sitting at a large rectangular table looking young and beautiful, and she was eating a plate of food. And I said to her, and this is in the dream, "You're eating." And she nodded her head and smiled. And she had difficulty over the course of her illness eating and wanted me to know she was okay. So thank God she did not stay behind, even though she was confused, because I had prepared her and I told her there was more life and love for her to experience and not to be afraid when the time came. So maybe that helped her a bit. So let's go on. We're going to talk about, are all ghosts bad or negative? Just like, are all people bad or negative?
Well, I love the example you gave, how a lot of people confuse negative and positive with subjective emotions. And, negative and positive is more of elements rather than actual feelings. So people misuse the words quite a bit. When people touch in with an earthbound spirit energy, it does feel more dense. It does feel heavier. And you sometimes pick up on some emotions that may not be feeling so good to you, such
Yes.
as fear or grief or anxiety, anything that they may be holding on to, aggression, any type of pain or suffering they went through, or it could be very confused. All of these emotions can be very hard for anyone to deal with, and especially when you step into that energy, it's going to make you feel very uncomfortable. So a lot of people automatically assume that these spirits are negative. And again, negative is used in the wrong tense. A lot of people think these spirits are bad. And that's really just an opinion that people have based on a stereotype that people have had for ghosts for so long. And I think it's time that we really educate people about this energy. Now that people are really starting to understand energy a little bit more, this is what it means. It does not mean it's a bad spirit. It means they're dealing with bad emotions, and they need healing, and they need help. And mediums such as myself and other rescue mediums deal with these type of emotions sort of as counselors, and we help them through it. But they're not bad people.
No, absolutely not. We all have a light side and a shadow side, and the shadow side are our fears and our issues to resolve, so we can grow more expansive and realize and remember the beautiful souls that we actually are. So there's nobody all good and there's nobody all bad, and everybody is walking their path And I just talked about this on another show. Even terrorists, which we're having so much trouble with in the world nowadays, they were born to have their experience, and in the end, their experience probably will bring many more people together in goodness and kindness and love, which is ultimately the goal for having a physical life, to recognize our compassion and greater love in our life. So there is no good or bad. There are just people walking their path for many reasons, and we need to accept and respect and allow and surrender and ask for help from spirit to help them, because if they're not ready to change, we certainly can't do it for them, but we can ask for, through prayers and affirmations and through visualizations to help them, as you do in your work and I do in the work that I do also. So let's go on to, what's the most typical place you would find a ghost?
The typical place is not a haunted house, which
Right.
so many people seem to think that it is. And, most spirits that are earthbound usually find themselves wandering. They don't usually stick around in a place too long unless they're comfortable there. Maybe they've died in their home, they want to stay in their home, or maybe they feel trapped in a certain area because it's their awareness. They can't break through that bubble of perception. So they can't actually leave a place because they don't know anything different other than where they're at. But most spirits that are aware that they've died are not ready to make the transition. They'll usually find themselves wandering around and trying to go around people they feel comfort with or feel like they have similarities with, and maybe just go out, watch a ball game. Maybe they'll go out and go to an amusement park. They just want to be around people. Stuck in a rocking chair trying to get out and scare people. That's the stereotype people have, and it's just not true. They're everywhere. It all
Yes.
depends on what the spirit wants and what their awareness is. So if they're really everywhere.
When I work with people who have lost someone and are in such a state of sadness and grief, I often tell them to learn to meditate or pray or listen to quiet music and to close their eyes and just call that person. Say that person's name. And they're going to begin to feel the energy, the coolness, the movement around their bodies. That is a beginning awareness of understanding how energy works. And everyone can do this, and everyone can connect to spirit, and everybody can learn to communicate if they wish to. But again, it's
Right.
part of a life plan and a destiny, and getting rid of this fear of this negativity that some people have. Now, what are some of the other types of work that mediums do besides spirit rescue?
With spirit rescue, we work with, a lot of attachments as well. Spirits will sometimes get afraid of a certain event or a place, and they'll want to attach to somebody they find comfort in. And usually most spirits will wander around with them, but there are the few that will actually attach on with your energy. And people see them as spirit attachments. And again, people think they're all bad, but they really aren't. Most of them attach because they want to find comfort in the familiar and comfort in having a life source again because they just weren't ready to become a spirit source. So they want to attach to somebody to feel whole again. So you might feel different all of a sudden. Something just isn't right. And so we will go and we'll actually disconnect the spirit from people, help them overcome their issues, and help them transition. There are some spirits that will go around harassing people, trying to create fear, and just trying to do what they did in the physical world. They were bad people here, and when they become spirit, they do the same thing. They go around looking for victims. They'll attach to somebody to harass them and to scare them. We work with these spirits as well. We detach them. We cleanse the energy. We cleanse the space. If they're not willing to transition, they're not willing to leave, and that's when I bring in spiritual help. I do, make addresses of that in my book. Like I said, I have the spirit police that I work with, and there's a spiritual entities that I actually work with that come and remove spirits that are harassing and taking away someone's free will, which they're not allowed to do against spiritual law, and they'll remove them from an area or space that they're harming people from. So we do a lot of clearing work that way as well.
Yeah, and you know, if you just have a feeling that something is not right in your gut or a heaviness on your shoulders and there's something around you that you don't want, you can just say, in the name of God, this is not my energy and this is not a welcome presence. And I have found that to work well for many, many people. So we don't want to invite an attachment because they need to resolve their own issues and move along as you help them to do, and to neutralize any energy that is uncomfortable for other people. And that is a very important job that you're doing. It's not exactly the work I do. Now, there are mediums who help people discover life survives beyond this plane and help people have lost someone they love deal with the grieving process. International mediums Robert Brown and John Edward, who were two of my mentors. There's also mediums who are medical intuitives, empaths, who help their clients heal on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. I do that kind of work. And like me, help people know consciousness survives physical death and also helps them to access their own soul or spiritual gifts so they can validate and fulfill their own life plan. And then there are mediums who I've met, like James von Prague, who work with law enforcement and help solve criminal investigations. But all mediums, whatever area or specialty they're involved in, draw on their life experiences, education, and family backgrounds, and probably lives before this life, to attract the spiritual teachers and the guides who will help them advance their abilities. So mediums may work with all of the above and have all of the above, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, but they eventually find their unique skills and are guided by spirit to function to the highest level of their abilities to serve. We're all serving in ways that best serve others. In my book, The Living Spirit, I wrote, "Today I am a Reiki master practitioner, teacher, as well as a medium, although a different kind of medium. Before every Reiki session, I go into a meditative state, traveling to other realms and levels of consciousness. The information I retrieve about the client informs the healing session so that the energy traveled through me goes where it is needed most. As international known medium Robert Brown once told me, it seems you have been touched differently." Perhaps he meant to share with me and others that mediums or intuitive healers are unique in the way they serve the public and explore their own life and access their own soul being, leading them to know there is no separation between where we begin as energy beings or physical beings and no way where we end. Perhaps that, I didn't understand at the time he said that to me 20 years ago, what he exactly meant. But over the course of time, we put these puzzle pieces together and we develop more and more ways to serve our own growth process and to help others. So I kind of find that's amazing to me to see how far we can go, because there never will be an end to what we're what's possible or what we're capable of. So let's go on to how is spirit rescue different from ghost hunting?
Ghost hunting, and I like to say more ghost investigations. They really go in to more investigate and to analyze the data that they pick up so they can make an evaluation to find out if there is a spirit presence there. So they're really going there to do research and to prove the continuity of life by saying there is an afterlife, by saying, yes, there are spirits here. I don't always agree with some of the practices that they do. A lot of investigative teams are heaven-changing. They've been becoming more responsible and a little bit more respectful towards spirit, which I really appreciate. As I do say, it always takes a whole different type of field to get to different points of view. So something that I do may not get to somebody else, but a ghost hunter may be able to get through to someone that I can't. So we all have different genres. We all have different ways of doing things, and we have to respect each other for that.
Absolutely.
Because as long as they're doing it in a respectable way, that's responsible and protecting themselves and everyone around them, I don't have a problem with it. In rescue work, we go in more as the healers that you say. We go in to actually help the spirit. We don't really come in to investigate. We may bring in some investigators with us so we can have physical proof along with the spiritual cleansing and the spiritual healing that we provide for the spirit. So mediums come in more for the spirit. Investigators come in more for the people who want to have an investigation, the people who want the physical proof that their place is haunted.
And just like all people who work with spirit, the word respect that you just used is what we hope for everybody on this planet and beyond this planet, a form of responsibility for caring for each other and more cooperation. And that is what all mediums are about in actuality. Now, let me ask you, what would you like people to take away from your book? And please tell us about the exciting news you shared with me a little earlier about what we're going to look forward to in the fall.
I'd really like people to take from this book a different understanding of the spiritual world and the earthbound spirit. Get away from the stereotypes of what the media, what books and scary movies and haunted houses have always taught us. It's time to change our perspective and our awareness of the spirit world. We're constantly changing, constantly evolving, and it's time for us to have a different way and a different communication, a different way of understanding the earthbound spirit. I want people to take with them a more positive view of the earthbound spirit, and also to know that once they alleviate the fear that they hold, they actually find that a lot more positivity of spirits surround them. It isn't exactly what they think it is, and once you get rid of that fear, your perception changes, and your environment can change around it as well. As far as my wonderful news, I am so pleased and so excited that my book, Toward the Light, is now being made into a series called Toward the Light on CBS. They're now in a project mode to create a scripted drama, a paranormal drama on CBS that will focus on rescue mediumship and spirit rescue and focus with the work I've done in my book. And I will be a consulting medium on the show. And hopefully the show should come out, you know, maybe within the next year. And I'm just so excited and so thrilled to be given this opportunity. So this book will soon be on TV.
Great. And I think it's wonderful. Every time I see a show or a movie that addresses these issues in a positive light and not in a frightening, scary, putting off people from the truth of who we are as spiritual beings having a physical life, I am so tickled to death and delighted. So that's great. I want to thank you, Amy Major, author of Toward the Light, for sharing the help you offer souls that for a host of reasons may remain earthbound and who, when the time is right, are helped to journey beyond this physical world to the unbounded eternal life force of universal spirit. For more information on this form of mediumship and other forms of mediumship, go to amymajor.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have explored the full range of mediumship skills that help serve people deal with death and dying, or really show us eternal life. Rescue mediums' specialty is to help earthbound souls move past the physical plane when they are ready to make that choice. We have seen other mediums whose specialty helps teach us about the many dimensions of life beyond the physical plane, and intuitive healers or empaths who help us deal with challenging health issues, traumas, and more information about our destiny or life plan. Amy has given us a greater insight into why a soul may choose to become earthbound and has discussed ghosts, how to protect ourselves from unpleasant attachments or involvement with troubled energies, and to remember all life, while in a body or out of a body, allows for free will, growth, and the fulfillment of our soul journey. Amy gave great insight and a beautiful truth and wrote, Though spirit rescue is mostly conducted by rescue mediums, anyone has the ability to help earthbound spirits through prayer. Positive prayer is one of the most effective ways to help a spirit if you do not have training or experience for rescue work. A prayer that is commonly used is this one. Oh God, please send angels or spirit guides to help any earthbound spirits to cross over to the spirit planes. And I actually encourage people to use that same prayer to help anyone in their life who is experiencing difficulty or challenges where you know you might not be able to help them, but you wish help for them. Amy and I would have you remember that as long as you create positive intentions and goodwill towards others coming from a state of love and support, you can assist any living or departed soul to accomplish the improvement and changes that are needed. And as we are all connected by bonds of life and love, we must always treat each other with compassion and kindness. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to hear leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, medical, and educational fields share their understanding of universal energy to assist in the improvement of our personal life journeys and that of our world communities. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.net and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.